Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Did you recently lose something?
Huh?
I think this belongs to you. Who figures into our plans for next year and who doesn't.
Why do we have to cut guys in the off season?
We're not cutting them, Luther. We're not renewing their contracts.
Well, so who are you thinking of letting go?
Well, the three guys whose contracts are way too big for the amount that they contributed are Winchell, Hobart, and Luba.
No, you can't cut Winchell. Okay, he was a little out of shape, but he was injured most of the year.
Dauber, he had three operations in 1 year. The only operation he didn't have was a breast reduction. And that's the one he needed the most.
Just let me bring him into camp next year. When he was healthy, he was the best special teams player I had.
All right.
Crazy Hobart is gone.
Hobart? What's wrong with Hobart?
His first name should give you a clue.
He's 6'6", 300 pounds. We've got the most undersized defensive line in the league now. We can't make him any smaller.
Jeez.
Hey, but there is no excuse for Luba.
No, you can't let go of Luba.
You can't let go of Luba.
Guys, he's old. He can't cover anybody. He can't tackle anybody.
Well, that's true, but God, he's so nice.
I'm sorry, did you say nice?
He made me a pie once.
Nice. When he fixed my car, he gave me one of those cardboard tree air fresheners to hang from my mirror.
Which scent?
Evergreen?
Oh, that's a good scent.
Oh, sure, yeah. I want a guy like that on a professional football team. You guys like the smell of his cardboard tree.
Hank, you are so heartless. Okay, so he's not the best player on the team, but everybody loves him. I mean, every team should have a good guy around, you know, to keep up the team morale, something to make you look forward to coming to work.
Someone who makes you pie.
You're damn right.
So what you're saying is I should be running a charity here.
There's nothing wrong with charity.
Hello, boys. I want you to know this is your last chance to come to our Players' Wives fashion show today.
You promise this is our last chance?
Your very last chance.
Oh, gee, I'm sorry. I guess we missed it.
Well, perhaps seeing one of our models will change your mind.
Oh. Wow.
Gee. Boy, Christine, you look beautiful.
Well, thank you.
Well, now that you've seen your wife, don't you want to come to the fashion show?
Now that I see my wife, I don't need to go to the fashion show.
It's okay, Howard. Not everybody wants to spend their afternoon at a fashion show.
I can't imagine why not.
Oh, I'm sorry. You got suckered into this, honey.
Oh, it's okay. It's for the Children's Foundation. Yes, Luther?
Yeah, answer me this, Christine. You don't really want to go to this stupid fashion thing today, do you?
Well, honestly, there are about 100 other things I could be doing today, but it's okay.
Aha! And why is it okay?
Because it's for charity.
Aha!
Please, stop doing that.
Charity. Thank you very much, ma'am. I think we heard your message loud and clear. You may go.
What is he talking about?
Honey, never mind. I'll explain later. See you in a little bit.
Okay. Yeah.
Your very, very last...
Did you hear that? Hey, haven't you ever done something for somebody just for the sake of charity?
Well, I don't think we'd be having this conversation if I didn't.
Please, Coach. Matt is our favorite guy on the team.
All right, all right, all right. You guys want to keep Luba, we'll keep him. But just keep in mind, we have got to field the best team we can for next season. Or you know who's going to get cut next. Us.
I'm going to miss good old Matt.
Hello.
Hey, honey. How was the fashion show?
Oh, well, it was actually kind of fun. I had a good time. Listen, you didn't make any plans for tonight, did you?
No, why?
Well, I spent most of the afternoon with one of the players' wives, and we got along just great. I really like her, so I invited her and her husband over tonight. They even offered to make us dinner. Is that okay?
Honey, you know, I don't like to socialize with the players. I mean, well, who is it?
Mary Luba.
What?
Mary Luba, Matt's wife?
Oh, geez, Christine.
What's the matter?
Well, I mean, yeah, we decided to cut Matt from the team today.
Oh, he seems so nice.
Yes, he's nice. He's very nice. Everybody likes him. I like him. He's just not a very good football player. Honey, this is why I don't like to socialize with the players. I mean, you take a guy out for dinner or for a drink, and he's not a football player anymore. He becomes a person, and it's a lot harder to cut somebody when they've become a person.
You cut players in college?
Yeah, honey, those are kids. They don't make their living playing football. And this is different. Can you imagine I have to go up to a 30-year-old guy and tell him his career is over and that he has to find a new way to make a living for his family?
You never mentioned this. I just didn't realize.
Well, see, why'd you have to make friends with his wife? Why do you have to make so many friends anyway? It's like a sickness with you.
Believe me, I'm sorry I invited them now.
Well, can you just call them and cancel?
Oh, yeah, I would be glad to.
And I gotta tell you something, Christine. I would really appreciate it if in the future you would consult with me before you make plans for people, you know, from work. I mean, gosh, you can imagine how hard it would be for me to have a guy at dinner whose life I'm about to ruin.
There's no answer.
Hey, Matt, geez, you brought your whole family.
Yeah, we're really sorry to do this to you, Coach, but we didn't have enough time to get a babysitter at such short notice.
Hey, Christine, thanks for having us.
Oh, yeah, well, of course.
Coach, you know my better half, Mary.
Yeah, well, nice to see you again.
Always nice to be seen.
And this is Luke, Peter, Joshua, and little Sarah.
Well, I'm glad you all could come.
I'm so happy to meet you. Every night, my daddy and I say your name in our bedtime prayers.
Well, why don't you all just come and sit down, please?
When we came in, we saw you had a pool.
Yes, we do.
We don't. And our bathtub has a big crack in it.
Children.
Well, you know they could go swimming here. Would you kids like to go swimming?
Oh, wow!
You sure it's not too much trouble?
Oh, of course not. We'll just turn the lights on and Martine can watch them.
Can we get our swim trunks from the car?
All right, children, but you have to promise to be on your Sunday best behavior.
We will!
Thank you, Mommy.
Oh, don't thank me, sweetheart. Thank our very generous hosts, Mr. and Mrs. Fox.
Thank you, Mr. Fox. I hope you come and visit us when we have a house someday.
Thank you.
Well, I must say that everything was delicious. You really are marvelous cooks.
Oh, it's all Matt. I keep telling him he should give up football and become a chef.
Well, you know, a chef, now that's not a bad...
Can we go back in the pool now?
Oh, sure. Just make sure that Martine is with you.
Thanks, Paul.
Oh, I can't remember the last time the children had such a good time.
Oh. It's just good to hear little Sarah laugh again. I just want to say, we never really have much chance to talk, but I am so proud to play for you and to wear number 19 for the Breakers. You know, most guys don't appreciate playing on an expansion team, but I want you to know I am very thrilled. Heck, at my age, I'm just thrilled to still be playing the game I love.
Well, we all love it. You know, we love the game.
Oh, and we love Orlando. You want to tell him?
Okay. We haven't told the kids yet, but I just put a bid on the house.
You didn't.
I most surely did.
Well, hey, Christine, could I talk to you out in the hall for a minute, please?
Of course. Excuse us.
Christine, I got to do something. I can't go through with it. Did you hear him? He's going to buy a house. I got to tell him he's cut tonight.
Okay, you're not still thinking of firing this man.
What am I going to do? It's my job.
Keaton, look at them.
I don't want to look at them. Please don't make me look at them anymore.
Hayden, they're a family. They cook dinner for us. The little girl prays for you.
Christine, what am I going to do? I'm only allowed 47 players on the team. I can't make these decisions based on personal feelings. What do you want me to do? Keep Matt because I like him and because I feel sorry for his family and then cut somebody else who deserves to be on the team and is better? Which is more unfair? These are horrible decisions, and I have to make them based on merit and merit alone. That's what part of being the boss is all about.
I don't envy your job.
Well, I hope you remember that next time you find my socks on the floor. Can we? Let's go in and get this over with.
Amazing grace. Sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
You two don't have to do the dishes.
Or sing.
And what kind of pitiful guest would we be if we didn't? You two have been so generous.
Matt, would you like to join me in the study for a cigar?
Really? Wow, that sounds like hog heaven to me.
We'll see you lovely ladies in a bit.
Matt is so cute. He loves Hayden, but he doesn't even smoke cigars.
Well, don't worry. Hayden doesn't have any cigars.
Christine, is something going on?
No. Why do you ask?
Well, why did Hayden need to talk to you out in the hallway before?
Oh, nothing. Just household business. The paper boy, he throws the paper against the house and always, you know, disturbs us. You know, on Sunday mornings, just thwack, just nearly knocks us out of bed.
I love you, Christine. You're so down to earth and genuine, real folk. That's why I can tell you're lying.
Oh?
Something's going on here, and I think I know what it is. And I hope that we are friends enough that you can tell me. It's about Matt's job, isn't it?
And this is the study.
Boy. Man, this is a spectacular home, Coach. House I'm going for is nothing like this. Not a palace, but kids will finally have a backyard.
Well, you know, a house is not all it's cracked up to be. Just a big money pit.
I know. I'm a little nervous. But my kids mean more to me than anything. You and Christine plan on having a family, Coach?
Well, we're working on it.
Boy, kids change everything. Man, every time I go out on that field now, I'm playing for them. I know I don't have a lot of years left as a football player, but if I can just squeeze out another season or two, I can rest easy knowing my kids will have a future.
Matt, there's something I need to talk to you about.
Okay.
Well, this is tough for me. Here's the way it is. At the end of the season, we start looking to next season to see who fits in and who doesn't. We've decided that there have to be some personnel changes made on the team.
I see.
And as much as I hate to do this, I'm afraid that we're going to have to cut Crazy Hobart.
Please tell me, Christine.
Okay. Hayden is cutting Matt from the team.
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I knew it. Oh, Christine. Surely there's something you can do.
Mary, I talked to Hayden, but you know, the truth is, I can't have any say over who plays and who doesn't. You know, as much as he likes Matt, Hayden has his professional football reasons for what he's doing.
This is not what I thought being friends was all about.
Oh, believe me, that this has nothing to do with our friendship. I would like nothing better than when this is all over with to still be friends with you and Matt.
Oh, yeah, that'll be great. We can all sit around and listen to your husband tell wonderful stories about football when you come visit us at the trailer park.
I understand that you're upset.
You don't understand squat. Do you know what it's like being married to a football player when he gets old? We have been in 3 cities in the last 4 years. Why do you think we bothered to come over here with our dog and pony show and the dinner we said we made? Do you think I enjoy sucking up to every spoiled, frilly-headed wife of a dumb coach I meet? It's for the job, honey. And if we don't have the job, then we sure as hell don't have time to waste with you.
Sweetie, this might be the funniest man I've ever met.
What are you laughing about? You're cut.
No, I'm not. Who told you that?
Miss Sugar Bridges.
Christine?
You didn't?
No, honey. I thought I told you. I mean, no, we're going to cut Crazy Hobart. We never cut Matt. He and I are friends.
Well, we may not be as good of friends as you think.
Oh, sure we are. Everything's fine now.
No, everything is not fine now. Hayden, these two have been playing us. The only reason they have been acting so nice is to save his job. She doesn't even like me. She thinks that I am the spoiled, frilly-headed wife of a dumb coach.
I was just teasing.
Oh,
we're getting a divorce.
Matt, you're cut.
So that's it? You're letting us go because you don't like us?
No, well, as I told Christine, it has nothing to do with personal feelings. I'm cutting you because you're a lousy player.
Okay, fine. Fine, then. I just want you to know one thing. I've played on a lot of football teams, and yours was by far the worst. Have fun in Loserville.
Oh, hey, you forgot your kids.
They're not our kids.